Hello and welcome to Senior Smarts on Bluff Country 1250 KCUE and KCUE 99 FM. This is Jack Caldwell. Debbie Bradley, our show co-host and our guest, will join me shortly. Senior Smarts is brought to you by St. Crispin Living Community, now with our full continuum of care at our Pioneer Road campus, where we're still providing our renowned short-term rehab services. Debbie, take it away.
Thank you, Jack. Good morning.
Good morning.
So excited today. We're meeting with another one of the nonprofits in town, just so people can get a feel for what's out there, what's available, what are the helps that we have in Red Wing. This is one of the highlights for me in living in Red Wing, is that we have all these wonderful organizations there to make sure people are, you know, not just getting by, but really thriving in life and helping one another and turning to each other in this community. So this morning we have Connie Hansen, the newly elected and active chairperson for the care clinic, and I have so many questions, but first of all, welcome to you, Connie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, good. We're so happy to have you here. Now, St. Crispin Living Community actually was housed. We rented the space of the seminary home, and now I understand the care clinic is operating out of there, correct?
That's correct.
Good.
Mayo Clinic Health Systems makes an in-kind donation of that space for us. We really appreciate it. The section that we're in used to be where the chapel was and the office area. And then the first hall, it's kind of way in the back. It's door number one. When you get up the hill and turn on Hill Street, I think it is, you go all the way to the back. And we're separate from the rest of the building. The building is used by Mayo for behavioral health. There's a yoga studio there, quite some administrative offices. And then we have this section that is really a nice setup for our clinic. We used to be in their space at the old St. John's Hospital, and now we're in this new space, and we're happy to be there.
Excellent. So now people know where it is, up at the old seminary home building. So let's backtrack and say, what is the official name, and what is the care clinic, and who is it for, and what's the cost, and all that good information?
Well, we call ourselves the Care Clinic of Red Wing, C-A-R-E, Care Access Resource and Education. We try to help our clients when they come. After they sign in, they see a resource, mostly social workers who talk to them about the different resources that we have in our community. Sometimes the clients are brand new to the town, and they're looking for that information, and sometimes that's a short conversation because the clients have are long-term residents of Red Wing or of Goodhue County. And we're open to patients from Goodhue County that are at 275% of the federal poverty level. Anyone, though, can come to our clinic, and we will help them with insurance. We have the Minnesota MinSure Navigators at our clinic.
Oh, okay.
If they're not available to come on Tuesday night when we're open to find out about insurance, they can come another time by appointment, and all they have to do is call us. And that's been really successful. Oftentimes when clients come to us, they see us once, and then we've been able to help them get insurance of some type. Might be Minnesota Care, might be medical assistance. And often the clients don't even know that they're eligible for those things. But because they come to us, we help them with that, and then they're able to then see a doctor at their own clinic.
Now, see, I've never been there. I've never talked to anybody, that I know of who's been there. And I always was under the assumption you go there like it's the clinic up at the Mayo Clinic, like you get your get tested for strep or something like that, that it was just strictly like a doctor visit. So that's what I had in my brain. So I'm thrilled you're here talking about that. So just these resources, number one, is really great for people to see. What I'm talking about is Red Wing is all about let's get people connected to the places or the institutions that can help them to get up and get moving. And like you said, too, it's so wonderful that sometimes people only come once and they have enough information to say, we got it, we're good from here, to keep going. So that's great.
So not only do we provide access to that insurance piece, and some people aren't eligible for any type of insurance, so they may see us numerous times. Mm-hmm. We do medical, we do dental, we do mental health. And we also have a specialty nights when patients can come in and get some help with diabetic education, nutrition counseling. We have specialty nights for eye care or for women's health. I don't think we've had one recently, but I know that in the past we've had some orthopedic specialty nights, so that people that we have seen that have a specialized need right. are able to come in and see a specialist and at least be screened to see what kind of options they might have, either through our local bigger clinic. All of our care is free.
Wonderful. Who funds this?
Well, we have many funders. In the dental area, we have, of course, individual gifts that are given to us, sometimes by the patients, sometimes by members of our community. We have some corporate gifts that come from, and I don't want to forget anyone. I didn't bring my cheat sheet with me, but okay. Patterson Dental is a corporate dental specialty. We have a relationship with a oral surgeon in town that works with us so that when we have more complicated cases sure. for extractions, we can work with them to help a patient get that more specialized care. Medica gives us some money for the medical side. Delta Dental does a corporate gift. The Red Wing Shoe Foundation, the Red Wing Area Fund, the Jones Foundation. We have many generous foundations. Of course, the United Way is helpful. We also have some relationships with more unusual, Fernbrook, which is a mental health organization. Mm. We have a relationship with. We do some specialized Hispanic family therapy. We even had a relationship with the Immigration Law Center. Their funding kind of ran dry, but we still once a month have a lawyer that will come and help patients find legal help if they have trouble, for example, with a rental situation or a domestic situation, mm-hmm. Because we know that when people are under stress, that makes their health worse.
Sure,
so
sure.
if we can help them in any way become right. healthier,
yes.
We do what we can.
Boy, to me, I know medical needs are really important and they're critical and they're acute, so we have to address those immediately. But the biggest impact I'm hearing from you is resources. So right out of the gate, it's a matter of they can start talking about their situation, but then a number of avenues can be explored that might help that situation then too, with all these different resources available for people. So I'm just really thrilled, and it just seems like it's hitting so many different avenues of where people would have needs. Do you guys have a website, or how do people find out more particulars?
Sure, we have a website, which is care, C-A-R-E, clinic, rw.com. And we also have, of course, a phone number where people can call. The local number is 388-1022. And we're only open on Tuesdays, but we have staff that are there quite a bit on other days, varying staff who can help field questions when people call. And if they don't get us the first time they try, they should just try again, because Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they're usually going to get somebody live it might be iffy on the other days, but if they just keep in mind Tuesday and Wednesdays, Tuesdays is when we have our clinic and we're getting ready for patients. Patients start coming at 4 to sign in and be screened. We're staffed by volunteer doctors and dentists who do the regular work day, and usually the patients aren't seen probably until sometime after 5, but we do some other health screening before the doctors are actually there, and before it might be a physician's assistant, and our dentists come from work. Our mental health specialists come from their offices. So, but we do have some staff that can answer questions.
Preliminary, and, just to get everything set up and ready.
Yeah. For example, in dental, usually we have walk-ups. They've not been there before, and they can be screened. Often they can't be treated the first time they're there, but they might be screened. We have a wonderful panoramic x-ray machine that we were able to purchase with some grant funding. So we can do that, and mm-hmm. then maybe they need an extraction. They may come back later. They might be treated with an antibiotic or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't do any pain medicine that's a controlled substance for any reason. Mm-hmm. So if they're looking for pain medicine, we're not the place to go to.
Well, and that's good for people to know, so they can, if that's their desire or their need, they can start looking somewhere else. But then everybody else can be cleared to, mm-hmm. to go there. So what are the hours on Tuesday?
Well, like I say, the we start taking patients for screening at 4,
okay.
and we're usually done in the evening by 8 o'clock.
Okay. So it's good to get there on the front end.
Exactly. Good to get there on the front end. And if a patient comes in and we're not able to treat them, we may tell them to come back and kind of set aside a time for them. But for the most part, it's a first-come, first-serve operation.
Debbie, we're down to about 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go.
Oh, so much to talk about. It's just wonderful. I was just wondering if somebody comes up and they have to be seen for something and you have the doctor address a need, do you very often have people come to the care clinic and then they go right over to the clinic, the Mayo Clinic?
We have had patients that have come in. They don't want to go to the emergency room because they know that that's really expensive. We don't want them to go to the emergency room if we can deal with them.
Right.
But there are times when we have had to send somebody from us to the emergency room mm-hmm. because they're so sick that it's not within our our ability to serve them. And we're happy that Red Wing Mayo is here so that we can do that. And they also provide quite a bit of in-kind services in terms of medical lab work, some more complicated tests for some of our patients as well.
Wonderful. I want you listeners to get your pencil or pen and your paper, because I'm going to ask Connie to give the phone number again. And I do remember it's 651-388. That's the easy part.
1022.
Okay, the last four numbers again are
1022.
And with that, thank you, Connie Hansen, for being here today. Wonderful conversation. And with that, St. Crispin Living Community is changing aging in Red Wing.
All right, ladies, thank you very much. That is Senior Smarts for today, brought to you by St. Crispin Living Community, now with our full continuum of care at our Pioneer Road campus, where we're still providing our renowned short-term rehab services. And go to our website, kcueradio.com, for podcast information. That's Senior Smarts. See you again next week.